And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Friday, September 11th, 2020. Precious metal prices rose on safe haven buying and a weaker dollar. U.S. stocks traded mixed in another volatile session as tech once again attempted to rebound from its recent slump. And now in the news. There are a few key differences to consider when you're deciding whether to invest in gold versus silver, according to MotleyFool.com. Number one, gold is more expensive due to its smaller supply. Just 3,300 tons of gold were mined last year compared to 27,000 tons of silver. Number two, silver's industrial uses make gold the hedge of choice. More than half of the demand for silver is driven by countless industrial uses. And number three, silver is more volatile than gold, which makes it more appealing than gold if you're seeking to speculate on short-term fluctuations. But as a long-term hedge, gold is clearly more attractive. Well, the American democratic system, reliant upon government of the nation by one of two approved political parties, is coming to an end, writes billionaire Hugo Salas Price at King World News. The abandonment of gold in 1971 led to the deindustrialization of the U.S., writes Mr. Price. The U.S. is approaching its, quote, Weimar moment. That's the moment when printing more and more dollars by the trillions is the only recourse left to keep the U.S. airplane flying when practically all of its motors have been turned off. The deindustrialization of the U.S. has reduced a large sector of the U.S. population to serfdom, while massively enriching a small sector of the population. The stock market is detached from economic reality, reports TheHour.com, and a reckoning is coming. Trillions of dollars spread around by the Fed now support not just stock prices and corporate bonds, but even junk bonds, real estate, investment trusts, and private equity firms that continue to borrow at rock-bottom rates, taking advantage of the downturn and sustaining its own debt-laden portfolio companies. Businesses are still going bankrupt. Low and moderate income renters who are unemployed are preparing to fight evictions in the coming months as moratoriums end. Amid all of this, one thing remains clear. For Wall Street, too, there will be a reckoning. And lastly, once again, Democrats are trying to attribute President Donald Trump's economic success to President Obama. And their claims have been no truer than they've ever been, writes Andy Pertzer at Real Clear Markets. Trump inherited the weakest economic recovery since World War II, one with anemic job opportunities, stagnant wages, and large numbers of workers dropping out of the labor force. Implementing pro-growth policies that included cutting taxes and regulations, he produced the strongest labor market of modern times. Saying otherwise won't change that reality. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.